Conor Kelly's on in the final of the European Under 20 Championships, 400 metres at 6:30. So we're off the air at that stage in terms of the sports programme. So that's an exciting prospect. You know, he looks good. He looks like a boy that could take the title. He is the fourth fastest going into the final now after the heats in the semi-final. He didn't give it the full throttle in the semi-final. He slowed up coming into the finish. So look, we don't know what he's capable of really, but we think basically feel that he can challenge for the European title. That would be a massive result should it happen, and obviously I'll bring you up to date on that later on this evening. But then the other thing was we had the 4x4 relay races this morning. Aaron Freed, of course, was running in from Letterkenny, was running in the Irish 4x4 team. She ran on the final and fourth leg. She really gave it a good shot, so she did, and her split was 53-54. That's very, very good. She went out hell for leather and tired a little bit coming in, but that's to be expected because she gave it everything. And the team did not qualify for the finals tomorrow, so they're off the list. And then the men's team had to run this morning as well. They had to run without Kelly, who's in his individual event later on, and Ethan Dewhurst was in that team. He ran in the third leg. Again, that team did not progress, as was expected, because they were without Kelly, the best runner. They were without a fellow called Sean Doggett, who's also in the final later on this evening, another Irish lad. So the two top Irish lads were stood down from the team, and then that was, I mean, the writing was on the wall at that stage that they weren't going to make the final. So that's the story there, the radius. But that's a good, from a Donegal perspective, 53-54 split for Aaron Freed at the end of a long season, both indoors and outdoors, is a very, very significant result to bring into the winter with her. So well done to her. Now, what's happening in Belfast? Well, it's the Ulster Senior Championships there. John Kelly has remained on Ireland after the Nationals last weekend. He threw 1858 this evening, this morning, and that's the best he's thrown out. It's the season's best. He won the title, obviously, very, very easily, because second was Finn O'Neill from Lifford Strabane with about 12-something, and Damien Crawford of Strabane was behind that. So it was 1-2-3 for Donegal, but Kelly, 1858. That's, you know, it's going to take the next year to get him right back into the game, you know, because he was out for a year or so injured, and he came back this year, was thrown 18 plus early, 18-20, 18-25, got second in the National Seniors, but to challenge to be number one, to be Irish number one, he needs to get up there near 20 metres, and he's got a long winter ahead of him now to do the work that will bring that result back. So that's the story there. Lauren Callaghan's still to compete. She's there to compete in the long jump, as is Riona Doherty. They were fourth and fifth in the Nationals last weekend. I expect Lauren will win. I expect Riona to maybe get second. That'll be Donegal 1-2, both Fun Valley girls. Were that to happen, that hasn't happened just yet. But Aisling McCardle from Lifford Strabane, she threw 39-plus in the javelin, so she's the Ulster senior champion there. So well done to her. And what else is there? Well, later this evening, in addition to Kelly running at 6:25, and anybody wants to watch that Conor Kelly race, it's on Eurovision Sport. You can stream it on your computer or on your phone. Eurovision Sport, 6:25 Irish time. Conor Kelly, European final. That should be an interesting race. There are a couple of good lads. There's a good French lad. There's a good Czech lad. But if I was to put my money on it, I do believe Kelly can take the title. Now, what else have we? Well, we have in Belgium, we have Mark English back on track again, 800 metres. He's not on to about 6:30 as well, so again, too late, but looking forward to that. And interestingly, the fellow that finished second to him last weekend, Cian McPhillips, the Longford lad who runs out of UCD, he's in the race as well. So they will renew rivalry in Belgium this evening, later on in a couple of hours' time. So that's what's up there. And Roisin Flanagan, Finn Valley, she goes in 5,000 metres, but that's not on tip at 8 o'clock, 8:20. So we'll have to wait to see what's the story there. So that's really it. Kelly McGrory is also listed. Now, Kelly hasn't ran all year, so I don't know if she's going to run, but she's definitely entered. But should she run, it'll be very interesting to see what kind of return she makes. But she hasn't competed through the season, so be difficult, be strange coming in to the season at this late stage. So we'll see what happens. But so far today, the really positive result there for Erin Free, for her individually, but her team did not qualify for the final tomorrow. The Irish team did not qualify. And we're looking really, really excited now and looking ahead to the 400 metres European Under 20 Championship final, 400 metres for Conor Kelly of Finn Valley later.